Welcome back to Dallas Discusses, your anime podcast. I'm Dallas, and today we are going to be talking about Yaga Miyato. So this topic is going to be extremely difficult for me to talk about, because I find a lot of the things that Yaga Miyato does to be really disturbing. But things being disturbing is not a reason that we shouldn't talk about them. There is still importance to talking about terrible things, no matter how much it hurts or makes us uncomfortable. So at first, I'm just going to start by explaining who Yaga Miyato is and what she does for anyone who may not know. So, Yaga Miyato is an adult woman who is named Cece. She makes videos on YouTube and Patreon that are ex-listener audios. So basically, as you listen to them, it's as if a character is talking to you, and you specifically. The vast majority of these audios are extremely sexual, specifically on her Patreon. But you can get them on basically any illegal website, like YFParty, or not that SoundCloud is illegal, but you can like download them on SoundCloud or 8-Track. So they are easily accessible to anyone. So she's exposing very young people to very inappropriate things. That flat out is wrong. Fan bases for animes that have young characters are usually younger people. And her excuse for fetishizing these younger people are that they're aged up. I don't think that's okay. Just because a character is aged up does not mean that you could sexualize them. I think sexualizing characters is inherently wrong. Imagine if it was a real person that you were doing this to. It would be creepy as hell. Imagine if you were watching Good Luck Charlie and you aged up Gabe and were like, it's fine to lewd him now. It's still a person, and the fiction directly affecting reality argument is extremely valid. I've read a few articles that have said that pedophilic tendencies in fiction can translate to real life. So it is like a gateway, unfortunately. So her putting these children, although fictional, into sexual situations may be a precursor to future pedophilia or a bait for pedophiles. I think that that is the baseline of what she does wrong. That is the automatic red flag, is her content. But then if you delve deeper than surface level, it gets 10 times worse. So she is extremely racist. She used the Black Lives Matter movement to excuse her own actions as a white woman, and she also claimed she was Native American, which she is not, and that is something that a lot of white people do to try to get a pass on being racist, and it's definitely a problem that needs to be addressed, but obviously it's not my place to do it. But what Cece did was wrong, and that needs to be recognized. So if that's not enough, she promoted incest in some of her audios. Endeavor and Todoroki, they are father and son, and they were in a sexual situation together, which, again, if people are willing to make these incestual audios and listen to them, who's stopping them from having those urges in real life? I personally feel like the crowd that's getting the most influenced by Yagami Miyato are young. My cousin, for example, is 12, and she watches anime. And as a little investigator, I asked her, "Do you listen to Yagami Miyato?" And she was like, "Yeah, I love her. I listen to her all the time." These kids don't understand that what CC's doing is wrong. So they are listening to this child pornography and wholeheartedly supporting this woman because they don't know any better. And at that point, if you're trying to tell 12, 13, 14 year olds they're wrong, they're not going to listen. It's a huge time of development where it's really hard to listen to people saying you're wrong. And I don't mean that to sound condescending. I went through the same thing. I still hate hearing I'm wrong. But I would hate hearing somebody tell me Yagami Miyato's a great person and she's never did anything wrong. Like, I totally understand where they're coming from with being stubborn on the subject, but the things she's done are inexcusable. And I don't think a lot of kids realize that, and maybe even some older people that are listening to her audios don't see a problem with it because they're aged up, and fiction doesn't affect reality, although it definitely does. I could give so many instances where fiction has directly affected my reality, but I guess some people don't agree with that. I also want to address the Yagami Miyato apologists that think because she apologized once, it's all good now. She continues to do everything that I've mentioned, except, you know, the claiming she's Native American that has stopped, but none of them realize that although she apologized, she continues to do this. She did have a video that she posted called Addressing the Drama where she said that she's never looted a minor. So that's just a blatant lie. So I'm not quite sure how people can, again, go and just say, "Oh yeah, it's fine. She doesn't do it anymore. She's lying." Which, again, it's not surprising. She's done it plenty of times before. She also has been beginning to spread just straight up misinformation. If you are active on anime TikTok, which I'm sure you are if you listen to my podcast, you will know that there were rumors around she was saying she was going to be working as a dub voice actor for My Hero Academia Season 5. And Funimation came out and said no, there was no talk about this. So another blatant lie, of course, which I'm sure was very pleasing to some people that she won't be getting this opportunity. I mean, there are thousands, probably more than that, capable voice actors out there. If they chose somebody so problematic, I think it would cause a literal uproar. So I was already skeptical of if they would really hire somebody who just has such a target on their back. So I wasn't surprised when Funimation came out and said she was lying. But everything that I have said that's wrong with her is just the very tip of the iceberg. If you go onto Reddit, there is so much more, but a lot of it gets overshadowed by people being like, "No, that never happened." False. A lot of things that Yagami Miyato has done have been deleted, which I guess to her better judgment, yeah, they should have been, but now there might not be proof of some of the inherently bad things she's done in certain audios. I have listened to some audios for research purposes, as much as I hate to say it. I didn't listen to any underage, like, canonically underage kids. Like, I just listened to her Hawks and her Coach Yukai ones, which honestly, if she was just doing that, I would have a bit less of a problem with it because they're not children. but I would still definitely be uncomfortable by the fact. And so, stemming off of Yaga Miyato, I also just want to talk about the other sexualization and problems within that are in the community. There are plenty of fan fiction writers that are writing underage kids. There are plenty of cosplayers that are lewding their characters. There are fan artists that are making their characters as lewd as possible. There's so much more than just Yaga Miyato, and she is not the only one that should be being called out. There are so many fanfiction writers that write such problematic stuff, and people just skip over it because it's literature, and I'm not sure why. I've never seen anybody address the problems of smut fanfiction when, again, they're literal children. So I think that is definitely something that I might even have to make its own separate podcast after doing some more research, because that was just kind of a thought that came to me. But yeah, that's kind of all I've got on that topic for today. So now I'm going to be talking about my week in rep. Yeah, so I didn't do my week in rep last week because I was with Liana. So I'm still watching Run with the Wind. I literally am such a slow watcher, but I love it. It's a great show. I'm also watching 2.43, Horiyama, I don't know what show that is. My brain is fried. Anyway, The Promised Neverland, of course, which I'm not a Promised Neverland manga reader. I was gonna buy the manga for The Promised Neverland, and I decided to buy more volumes of the Hunter x Hunter manga, so I am just enjoying the show. Like, they're just chilling, and I'm like, I haven't a clue what's going on here. But if you remember, my first guest I ever had here, Chloe, she read the manga, and she's telling me, like, so much stuff is being skipped, so that's really disappointing, but not for me. I'm just watching it and going with the flow. I'm enjoying The Promised Neverland, and then I'm also watching Skate the Infinity. I haven't seen the new episode of that yet because I was out of town and I just didn't have the time. So I think after I finish my podcast, I'm gonna go and watch the new episode of that and Horimiya. So yay, excited for that. But yeah, that is kind of all that's up with me anime wise. Oh, I also started watching that weird 4-minute episode, like, I don't want to butcher the pronunciation, but they're like pillow boys. I hate it very much, but I'm watching it because it helps me fall asleep. So that's how my life's going. Anyway, that's kind of all I've got for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that I can see you again next week. Bye.